The California Zephyr is Amtrak's train from Chicago to the Bay Area. It stops in Glenwood Springs. The Glenwood station is the second busiest in the state, next to Denver. But Amtrak's funding isn't set in stone. Earlier this month, the House of Representatives sparred over the future of trains like the Zephyr. Giovanni Grasso and Melvina Cannon are sitting outside the train station in Glenwood Springs. They seem relaxed and a little bored. Just how long have they been waiting for the train?
Oh man, all day.
Long time.
All day, yeah. Because the train is delayed. In fact, it was delayed coming here.
They rode the California Zephyr here yesterday. The views, they say, were spectacular. The train winds through places like Gore Canyon, which you can't even drive to. The long line of silver cars finally rumbles and clangs into the station. Tom Laughlin gets out. He boarded in Reno. He's headed to Avon to visit his grandkids. He says he doesn't mind being late.
If you get bent out of shape by that, you have no business on the train.
But some members of Congress are bent out of shape about the train. Amtrak operates 15 long-distance trains. The California Zephyr is one of them, and they're late about half the time. They're expensive to run, but don't really carry many passengers in the grand scheme of things.
America's children and grandchildren, that is,
which is a problem for Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks. Here he is on C-SPAN. It's September 6th. He's introducing an amendment to the federal budget to effectively discontinue long-distance trains like the Zephyr in the name of fiscal responsibility.
We should force Amtrak to be self-sufficient. We should force Amtrak passengers to pay their own travel costs. We must cut Amtrak from the government dole.
But are cuts to Amtrak really where the federal deficit will be made up?
I find it kind of absurd to try to address $20 trillion by cutting what is essentially $1 billion of spending on passenger trains.
Sean Jeansgale is the Vice President of Government Affairs and Policy at the National Association of Railroad Passengers, NARP for short. They advocate for train travel. Also, Amtrak serves some really rural places, Jeansgale says, places that
don't have an alternative. We see Amtrak providing a very important role to connect these communities to the wider world.
This is not to mention the historical importance the train has to places like Glenwood Springs. Lisa Langer is the vice president of marketing for the Glenwood Springs Chamber of Commerce. Without the train, there might not be a Glenwood Springs or any of its amenities.
You know, if it weren't for the train, how would people have decided to build that beautiful pool? I mean, why would they have done that? They wouldn't have, because they couldn't have gotten people there.
And local businesses still rely enormously on the train. Ken Murphy owns the Glenwood Adventure Company. It's an outfitter that takes people rafting and horseback riding. A lot of his customers come on the train.
If the California Zephyr didn't stop in Glenwood Springs, it would be a devastating blow to my business and our community. We are actually pushing for them to add more cars, because there's times here during the summer months that it's full.
That said, Amtrak operates on aging infrastructure.
People are riding on rail cars that are 35 years old. Some of them even get up to 40 and 50 years old.
Sean Jeansgale of NARP says if anything, Amtrak needs more investment in order to improve their service.
The amendment is not adopted. The unfinished business.
Representative Brooks's amendment was defeated soundly. Scott Tipton, who represents most of the Western Slope, voted against it. For now, the California Zephyr will continue to arrive in Glenwood Springs each day. But the Senate still has to approve the federal budget, and there's no guarantee they won't drive the train right off its rails. Wyatt Orm, Aspen Public Radio News.